Christmas Tales of Terror by Chris Priestley. Read by Toby Longworth. Chapter 1. The Green Man. Stephen Levinson stood for some time looking at the house at the end of the long tree-lined drive. It was the view he always pictured when he was at school, thinking of the Christmas holidays. But since his father's death 3 years before, it was tinged with sadness. Woodhouse End was as lovely as ever, with its high gables and ornate brick chimneys, from which tall columns of smoke rose into the cold grey sky. It had always been more his father's house than his mother's, and it even seemed to have something of his father's combination of quietude and confidence. Stephen took a moment to remember how life used to be before his father died, and before his mother had remarried. He thought of these times fondly, and without bitterness. He had adjusted to the new state of things with the good grace he knew his father would have expected of him. Besides, he was away at school most of the time. Stephen took a deep breath of chill air and set off up the gravel drive.
"Why, Master Stephen!" cried Elspeth, the parlourmaid, when she opened the front door. "We wasn't expecting you till 3.
"I caught an earlier train," said Stephen.
"You should have called. Mr. James would have fetched you from the station."
"It's all right. I like the walk."
"Madam will be pleased," Elspeth went on. "'Tain't Christmas till you come, sir."
Stephen smiled. It was good to be home.
"Well, are you going to let me in, Elspeth?"
he said with a chuckle.
"Is mother about?"
Elspeth took his coat and bag.
"She's in the hall, Master Stephen, decorating the tree. You should see it, sir. It's a giant."
"You say that every year, Elspeth," said Stephen.
"Well, this year it's truer than ever," she replied,
as she walked away with his bag.